Hello.
Hello, Mark. Sorry I missed your call.
No problem. How are you, Jose?
Good. How are you? I thought you weren't going to work today, but you did, huh?
Yeah, but because I have a lot of work, so that's why.
No, that's good.
Yeah. How's your day going?
Pretty good. Pretty good, pretty good. I have a few little designs to do, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, most people are on vacation right now, so there's no messaging.
I think today is your weekend type of day, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
a good thing.
That's good. I received your changing stock.
Okay.
I already forwarded that talk with my developer, and my developer is right now is working on that. Okay.
The
other thing is that I already discussed with my developer regarding your template.
Okay.
So the template module is a type of difficult module. We add to that module in your website. You want to add that template by yourself, right?
Yeah, so if you can just add an option for me to add it, that's fine.
In your admin dashboard, right?
Would it be possible on the... Because I don't need it in the admin. I need the customer to be able to just simply download it.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever the customer clicks on a product, the template will be underneath.
Yeah, but let me guide you on that kind of a module. That kind of module which I added in your website, you will just upload that template by yourself from on your admin dashboard, and then your customers see that template on your website. That module, kind of the fit module, and I think that module is not included in your package, but I will add that for you, but that will cost you a little bit, $200 or $250, that's it.
Okay. So I'm going to add the templates are going to be seen on my admin, and then I'm going to personally
add the template. Let me guide you one thing. If you want to upload a template, okay, we will just create that kind of module in your website. You just log in your admin dashboard, and you just upload those kind of templates, and you upload that kind of template on your website from the admin dashboard, and then your customers see from when someone visits your website, he will see on your website too.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, but that module costs you I think, let me check the price for that, okay?
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. I think that not cost you that much. It's $200 or $250, that's it.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
Can you give me 30 minutes and then I can process the payment?
Let me tell you the price first, okay? Let me check the price first, and after that, then I will give you a call back within an hour, okay? Or half an hour.
Okay. Perfect. Did you
check your social media accounts? I think my social media team posting on your accounts. Did you check that?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it this morning. He posted the image on Instagram.
Yeah. So I think in this week, your social media account has been maintained. And next week, your website is live. Then we start paid promotion on your website, on your social media account.
Yeah. Perfect, yeah. I was expecting for Golfprint to email me today, but I'm assuming they're not working.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Take your time whenever you receive approval for your Golfprint. So I will add that API on your website, and then we connect your website with Godprint, okay?
Perfect. Sounds good, Mark. Appreciate everything.
No problem, Jose. That's my job. And you are my really good customer, so that's my job. No problem,
Mark.
All right, let me check the price for that module, so just give me 1 second, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
Jose, I checked the price for that module. Usually, if your website is custom and if you want to add that module costs you $356. So just provide me a zip code so I will apply a discount on that.
Okay, it's a 91745.
91745. Okay. All right. So usually this module costs you $356, but I apply a discount coupon on that. Now it costs you $299. That's it.
$299.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're achieving a $56 discount on that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Just give me your approval then, and after that, I will guide to my developer to add that module on your website, and then we're good
okay.
to go.
Okay. Yeah, I think you do have the card and file.
You use the same card which already in our file, or did you
provide
your other card?
Well, can you use the card that the last four is 6967?
All right. Just give me 1 second. Let me tell to my billing to just confirm with that ending card numbers. Okay. Just give me 1 second.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, Jose, I confirmed with my billing regarding your card numbers and your card ending with 5665.
No, no, it's the card that I want to use
yes.
ends in 6967.
6967, okay, just give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to eat this card? I already know file. Just give me approval, and after that, I'll tell my billing team to charge an amount, and after that, I will also give you the paid invoice for that.
Yeah, I give you approval. It's a 6967 for that card.
All right, I will charge it amount right now. Let me give you confirmation to my billing, and after that, I will send you the paid invoice for that, okay?
Okay, sounds good, Mark.
Just stay online. Just give me 2 minutes, okay?
Okay, uh-huh.
Yeah, Jose, I think your payment not go through. I think this card is, I think yesterday we, last time we spoke about your charging. So your card is not working, remember?
Oh, okay. I think I blocked it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get back and then can I call you within an hour and I'll figure that out?
No problem. Take your time whenever you have time. Just give me a call back and then we go further, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.